Okay, we'll start with the halacha part, and then we'll go back to the Mesuzah Shoreh. Okay, the next group of halachas is a little complicated. I'm not sure how much detail I want to go into, but the purpose of the shir is just to give you an idea of what you have to ask a shayla about and what considerations are important to take note of when you ask the shayla. But we're not giving you smicha so you can answer the shaylas yourself, even though I'm seriously considering that would be to my advantage. And okay, this does come up often. I do get shaylas. Somebody grabs a milchika lid and puts it on a fleishika pot by mistake. There's a pot on the stove, and by mistake they took the long one. Milchik for fleishik or fleishik, it makes no difference. We'll just use the example of putting a milchik lid on a fleishik pot. But it could be the opposite too. Okay. So there are three different possibilities, and each one, what the halacha will be different. Okay. The first possibility is the lid is hot and the pot is cold. Now, you have a pot of what's it called, goulash cooking on the stove. It hasn't yet reached yatzo lettuce bowl. Basically, the pot and the goulash are cold, not cold meaning they're not yatzo lettuce bowl. And by mistake, you took the lid from a hot milchike pot that's boiling on the stove and put it on the fleishike one. So the lid is hot, and the contents of the pot and the pot are cold. Okay. So now, basically, the shaila is like this. If the lid was dry when you put it on the pot, okay, so the hot lid is a dry lid, even though it's usually not the case, because if it was on a hot, boiling milchika pot, it probably has some condensation of liquid on it. Okay, let me explain what this is an afkamina. The klal that taste can go from one thing to another, from one pot to another. No, it's from milchika lid to a fleishika pot, or vice versa, is only if there's liquid in between. If there's no liquid in between them, they're both totally dry, then the taste doesn't go from one to the other. Okay? So if you have two completely dry pots, hot, that touch each other, one milchika, one fleishika, there's no problem. Taste can't be transferred without some kind of liquid. Okay. So here, if the lid was in fact dry completely, right, so then lechora, everything's mutter. What's the problem over here? The lid, the pot, and the contents of the pot. Those are the three things that could be a problem. Okay. So even if the lid was hot, the pot and the contents were cold, the only problem would be that the milchika taste from the lid went into the pot. Okay, but that's not the case, because since it's dry, it doesn't go anywhere. So the pot is okay, the lid is okay, and the food is okay. Okay. But most of the time, if you take a hot lid, it was on a boiling pot, there's some liquid. That's a machlokas. Whether that insignificant amount of liquid is enough to transfer the taste. Okay, it's not it's just a condensation of steam. So that's a shaila, and that what's it called? You have to ask a shaila about. Okay. If it can, then the halacha is that the pot has to be kosher, right? Then it depends what's it called. Then it depends whether the lid is a ben yomo or not a ben yomo. It isn't. That's obviously a ben yomo was on there. Yeah. Then it depends really if the pot had not yet been hot, was it a ben yomo or not? Because it's not a ben yomo now, because you didn't have the fleishiks you had in it now weren't cooked yet. So when's the last time you cooked and it was within 24 hours or not? That'll make a difference. Okay. The next. In this kind of case, the milk is okay, because nothing went into the milk. What's it called? Everything was cold. Okay. And the if the pot condensed and drips some drips into the milk, it's probably more than 60 times as much milk, so that's not a problem. If it was in hot, if it was solid food inside the pot, then we have hot liquid going on cold solid. The halach is you have to take off a klipa, a thin layer off the top, and everything else is okay. Okay. Okay, next possibility. The lid was cold. You had a pot boiling of goulash on the stove, and you reached into your cabinet, and by mistake, you took a milchika lid, cold, dry, milchika lid, put it on the pot. Okay. So now, the goulash is cooking, it's hot, the steam coming up to the lid, okay? So now the halacha is like this. If the lid was used for milchiks within 24 hours, okay, then everything's awesome. The lid is also because it absorbed meat, and it's a milk thing. There was ben yomo, so the lid is also. The milk.
It was used bichlal or only for.
Hot, for hot milchiks. Hot milchiks.
What about the steam that rises from the.
That's milk, that's fleishik. The steam is fleishik. Go 1 second. So the what's it called? The contents of the pot are osur, and the pot needs to be kasher. The lid and the pot have to be kasher, and if the lid is a ben yomo. If the lid wasn't used within 24 hours for hot milchiks, okay, so then the milk and the pot are okay, but the lid is a problem, because the lid absorbed meat directly into it, and that's for sure a ben yomo. That's what's cooking now. So the lid has to be kashered. The pot and the fleishiks are okay. Okay. Next possibility: a hot lid on a boiling pot. Okay, so now everything is hot. Okay, so then everything is also everything that the pot, the lid need to be kashered
because the lid was had liquid. It was hot and
right. It's hot from milchiks, so it's ben yomo for sure, and so hot. And it's now the pot and the contents of the goulash are ben yomo for sure. They're also hot. So then everything is, what's it called, is osur. And the pot and the lid need to be kashered, and the food has to be thrown away. Yeah.
When the rabbi's talking about hot milchiks, is the rabbi talking about dukkha cooking something, milk, or cooking just potatoes?
No. Milchiks means milchiks. If it's cooked potatoes without any milchiks in it, that's not a ben yomo of milchiks.
Uh-huh.
That's a ben yomo of parv.
Right.
That's okay.
Even though it's a
milchik pot, right. Because basically they hadn't been used in 24 hours for milchiks, but now that you're cooking it, the milchik taste is already pogrom. It's not there anymore. Okay. Okay, so that is, okay. Okay. That is how Ashkenazim paskin. Legabi, what's it called? Right. Okay. That's for Ashkenazim. By Sfardim, the halacha is a little bit different. So the Sfardim, yes, we're not going to make any confuse you. But for Ashkenazim, if they're both a ben yomo, then everything is osur. If one of them is a ben yomo and one not, okay. Now, I don't know how that could be. Okay. What happened was you were cooking parvah stuff in that pot. So one of the pots was not a ben yomo of milchiks or fleishiks. So then the one that is ben yomo won't be also, won't be have to be kashered. And the one that wasn't a ben yomo will have to be kashered, because the one that was not a ben yomo absorbed the taste from a ben yomo. The one that was a ben yomo only absorbed the taste from a non-ben yomo. So then the ben yomo will not have to be kashered, and the non-ben yomo will have to be kashered. Okay. Okay, if you're not totally confused, the bottom line of this is, if you use the wrong lid, ask a shot. Yeah.
The Ron is only speaking about pots. pot and lid, not a spoon or anything else?
No, just right now, yeah, just okay, right, one thing at a time.